Hey, Chris Breslin here, Breslin at Media. It's about 3:30 on Sunday afternoon, and we've done the first round in topic two, going into marketing, lead generation, et cetera, et cetera. And first session of topic two is Facebook business page, and that along with a couple of conversations I've had over the course of the last week that were refreshed in my mind today as I was going through some notes and stuff. Those two things prompted me to have this, to add this before I actually load up the first session from topic two, getting into the marketing end. And it's business 101 stuff, but you're going to get, probably by the end of this, you're probably going to get 5 hours of business 101, and it's common sense stuff that's not common sense stuff if you don't have the knowledge or the experience to, and because it's not just innate common sense. So it's free stuff that's being thrown in. More seasoned professional guys who have no use for it just pass it on by because it's going in. It doesn't cost any more or any less. There's nothing different. The first 50 people get a value-based donation, strongly urged, as well as a review, whether you send me the review directly or you leave it on our Google or Facebook, either way, in appreciation for the hours of information that's coming here. But regardless, my point is there's going to be, as time goes along, there's going to be little things like this interjected. So I don't want to take a lot of time with it, but it's worth saying if one person benefits from it and changes the way they do business or the way they think. But I can promise you there's going to be more than that deep down in the places we don't talk about. There's going to be more than one person that's going to be like, oh, wow, you know, I'm glad that I heard that because that was a mistake that I was fixing to make. And I'm going to point out where it's really made as we move into this Facebook stuff. So, and we're all going to go, oh yeah, okay. So, what I want to talk about is mindset. And there's two aspects of mindset. The first is business and personal separate. Keep your business and your personal separate. So you're at the point now where you're buying things, you're securing a domain, you've chosen somebody to help you get it set up as far as a CPA or an attorney, or decided you're going to do it yourself with some assistance from one of those type folks. You got the name picked out. You're checking to make sure that it's going to work for you, that it's brandable, that it's usable, that it's not going to bite you down the road, that you can get the online stuff that you need for it as far as a domain name in a version that is going to benefit you, not a dot, I don't know what this is, but a .com, .net, .biz, .org for your main. If you want to get 15 dot whatevers, then that's up to you. But your main domain, when you're gonna have it, needs to be brandable and recognizable and easy to find and easy to put on a business card and t-shirts and hats and that somebody's going to remember. And so we've covered that stuff. But you're investing time and money. You have time invested, and now you're getting money invested, and now it's time to keep business and personal separate. And we started off yesterday, or the last session, which you're going to actually get after this. This will be a precursor to it, but keep business and personal separate. And we talked about using a true business page for Facebook entity for your business, not a personal page. It makes no sense other than ease of doing it, and you may not know how to set up a personal business page. Get some help. Reach out. Probably lots of people online that'll help you, will help you, whatever the case may be. And we're actually going to cover a third thing. As I said that, I said get somebody online to help you. So we're going to cover a third thing. So that's your first mindset, and it's simple. Just don't even if you set up a business page and a personal page, don't drag the two together. But especially if you're setting up a service business or whatever the case may be. Now, periodically, you may run a promotion over on your personal page from your business, but don't go the other way. Don't involve your personal life on your business page. Your business page is your business page. They function different, and you will dilute it. You will dilute your business page algorithm if you start building too much personal stuff on it. So you will start to turn it into a, it will still have the same algorithm, but it will start to function based on the AI in it as a under personal functions. So more of a let's get this exposed to, let's get this exposed based on friends of a friends of a friends of a friends. So, and next thing you know, you're exposing it to Seattle, Washington, to 500 people there and one person in your area. So, you don't want to dilute your reputation either. You start dragging personal stuff over there. Hey, have you seen my dog? Hey, have you seen my kid? Hey, have you seen my wife? And you're putting all this on there about, hey, we got a special tomorrow, starting tomorrow. And this is what it's about. And oh, by the way, have you seen my kid? Have you seen my dog? Have you seen my wife? And that stirs up people think, and whatever people think is the truth. Whatever we perceive, perception is reality. I think I've said, I hate that phrase before, but it's so has such an application overall to almost everything. Doesn't mean it's really true, but it's in our mind what's true. So if you've lost your kid, your dog, and your wife, what are you going to lose next, in theory? So, or how responsible are you? People have nothing to do but spend, some people have nothing better to do but spend 12 hours a day on social media concocting stuff. And so, just keep them clean. Keep them clean. Sometimes you may not even connect the two. That's up to you. If you are cautious enough that you don't want people knowing you personally and that you own business such and such, then that's on you. That's whatever you decide to do. If you go that route, that's fine. That's enough of that. Just keep the two separate, though. You're drumming up business cards, everything you do, don't look at the guy. I mean, when you got a magnet sign on the back of your truck, don't be looking at the guy across the gas pump at the gas station sideways. Don't be dropping him a long line of four-letter words and then look around and realize that 35 people heard you. Don't be going toe-to-toe or forehead-to-forehead with that guy for 300 people to see or for 25 people to be videotaping to load up to Facebook the next day in 300 Facebook groups. Just know that you are your business from this point going forward, and you have to train your people the exact same way. When in public, whether they're on public time or not, if they are known as representatives of your organization, they need to maintain themselves as representatives of their organization. And that's why many companies have policies that at all times, and they actually have staff, if they have a security staff or a loss prevention staff, companies have been known to keep an eye on people in simple task jobs, middle management levels of simple, manufacturing jobs and anywhere where you represent anybody or have any effect in the money, somebody's watching. And so, not necessarily from the company, but from a public standpoint. So just keep your business and your business and your personal. And if the two have to cross, bite your tongue first. And if you can't see your way through it, then you need to try and get it out back or get it somewhere where nobody's, try and keep it as private as possible. So that's the first thing on mindset. That's more from a business aspect than anything. No, just know that now everything you do is a representative of your business. So, Facebook posts, don't be posting. If I can come on your Facebook and find you and find out that you own a business, but your comments are made personal, I don't care where they're made. I'm in so many personal groups, and the conversation there is like, everybody's under the assumption that nobody can find that information, and it's simple to get in to, now we all respect the privacy issue. I mean, I get that. You're in a group, we're all adults. But one of these times you're going to find you're going to find a guy that's doing a story on such and such and such, and he's going to get in a Facebook group, and he's going to have everybody's names, he's going to have everybody's business information, he's going to have... And so, if you're saying stuff that you don't want to say, once said, wearing a ball cap with your name on it, and a t-shirt with it, driving a truck wrapped with your name, and you're saying stuff, don't say it. Not if it can be traced back to your business. Now, some people don't matter, and it doesn't make any difference. So, let's go on to mindset number two, and that is, at this juncture, you need to have a new mindset of always be branding. The real phrase is always be selling, but I put always be branding on there because it's way easier to brand. You don't always, I'm of the opinion, you don't always want to be selling, but you do definitely want to always be branding. And so what I mean by that is, your number one investment at this level, because we are doing marketing, basic marketing tools for 6 months was the investment that we talked about for marketing. And so unless you've got endless amounts of money, in which case we can talk about places for you to invest it. But business cards and flyers. So is 1,000 business cards too many? No. Is 2,000, 3,000, 5,000? Probably not. If you're going to operate under an always be branding strategy, no, because you could drop 200 business cards a day. Real easy. And I'm going to just mention this. There's a guy here locally in our town that every day you go in the post office, we've got these little 3x5 Formica, look like kitchen cabinet countertops. And all they are is they hold trash bins. They put trash bins in them, and that's where you throw your... And then you open your mail on top of them. But right here in the post office where the mailboxes are, you go through that, dude. On the four corners of each one of those, I think there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, there may be 8 of those. Every day, dude is putting a business card on the four corners of every single one of those desks. The post office, I think, opens up at 8. The post office is open 24 hours a day, but people start coming in to do business in the post office maybe at 9. Regardless, 8 or 9 o'clock, there's 32 business cards every day sitting on the four corners of that for people to find. So that right there is 32 business cards a day. And it's every day, and it's been for 12 years, 13 years. I sold the business to my son, so I don't know anymore since October, but for over a decade, 32 business cards every day. And so the point is, every flat surface, everywhere you go, every flat surface should have a stack of business cards. You should treat them like they're expendable. They should be an expendable investment. Any of that paper stuff, I know nobody wants to hear this, but the yard signs that a lot of the service industry is, you're going to lose them because in most locations, they're not legal. Whether you put them on a utility pole or you buy hangers and stick them in the yard, it doesn't make any difference because what they are is they're considered temporary signs, and if they don't have a frame around them and are not of such and such a size, if they don't fall under the temporary permitted yard sale or another type of permitted, it's coming out. It's subject to be lost. The city, county, whoever, code enforcement can, and in a lot of locations, lives for scooping those signs up and either returning them to you or returning them to you for your ticket or not returning them at all. So I see hundreds of posts a month. Who took my yard signs? Where are my yard signs? But treat them as expendable. Keep it in your mind. Your mindset needs to be expendable. Business cards, expendable. Every flat surface for business cards needs. You go to eat. I understand you pay at the table a lot now, but now that you do pay at the table, you leave right there on the machine that you know, if you go pay up front, you slide three or four business cards right there on the by the cash register at checkout. You leave three or four right on the machine there, for either the server or the next person. Three or four on the table there that you're eating at. They may clean them, they may not. I mean, they may take them when they clean the table, they may not. Gas pumps. We'll make a list. We'll develop a list. My point is, at this point in time, you need to be handing those out to anybody and everybody who will listen. The point is, in branding, which is also, by my definition, called advertising, not marketing, branding is exposing your business to as many people as possible in the hopes that one of those people will need your service or product, or one somebody that they know at some point in the future will be in need of your service or product, and somebody will have retained that information. So, in long story short, advertising or branding is the theory of getting your brand, your business name out there enough to overcome any other information that's out there by purely by sheer volume. And then you add some marketing skill to that, and hopefully you can still stay out of the full-fledged, high-dollar, targeted marketing until you have the cash flow that's all that can be allotted for that. But those two things, business and personal separate, and always be branding, always be ready to talk about it, always be listening, the guy next to you, paying at the thing. You know, yeah, I was outside pressure washing the other day and at my house, and hey, sir, here, let me give you a card. I heard you say pressure washing. Don't know how it turned out for you. Don't know if you had did everything from the roof to the sidewalk and everything in between. Be glad to talk to you about it. You know, at the restaurant, the table next to you, the table, the server, there's strategies we're going to talk about. But always be branding. And here's the other thing I was going to throw in there, and I didn't mean for this to get lengthy, but take everything with a grain of salt. I've said that a bunch of times, but I said something about ask somebody online. I have noticed, and I guess I'm in this category because I'm going to go at marketing and advertising guys, there has been an influx. And I have spoken to many of these guys directly about their advertising, about their product or their service that they're promoting. Be careful. If you want insight, feel free to contact me. I don't want to put anybody out of business. As a matter of fact, I've talked to a lot of these guys about getting an agency account with us for some of our products and services, offering them wholesale agency accounts for some of the things that we sell to help them out. And a lot of these guys are 5R guys, which is great. Nothing against 5R. I was on there for a while myself. But it's a platform that will breed a certain successful, and then it will also breed a certain questionable type of provider. So a lot of your graphics guys, probably real superior. A lot of the lead generation stuff, leads and contact information in my book aren't the same. A lead has to be somebody who has expressed interest. And if you're cold calling all of these contacts beforehand to see if they're interested, that's great. But at some of the prices I've seen, I doubt it. So my point is, just be careful. A lot of these guys are the same. A lot of these guys operate under multiple accounts. They use these accounts to say, hey, I had so-and-so do such-and-such a lead service for me, and then somebody else will get it on there and say, yeah, that was the best service I've ever had. And then the third person who actually posted the service comes on and says, hey, guys, thanks for the referral. I'll be glad to help anybody out. All three the same person using three different accounts. I mean, I've talked to them. I've talked to them. I've traced them back to the same profile pictures. So, not looking to stir up a bee's nest here, but as I've said, I don't mind, you know, don't bait people telling a story about, hey, I used this service when the service is actually something owned by you. Just say, I've got this service, you know, and then you want to delete somebody who asks you specifically straight out about the specifics of it. And so just be careful. If you have questions on scam emails, schemes, and scams and schemes are different. Schemes are questionable, legitimate, but questionable business tactics. And I will gladly give you an opinion. And if there's anything factual, I will give you the factual. If you have questions about emails, I will give you, you know, whether they're, is this a real Facebook email? Is this a real, if we can dissect the email and go back and look at it, or if you need some, you know, a few pointers on some signs and stuff to be looking for. So the point is, start thinking from a business point of view instead of everything as a personal point of view, because now there's a lot more at stake, not only now, but for the long time in the future. And that long time can become a short time if you step in the direction that's not business savvy. So we'll get this loaded, and then we'll get the first one on Facebook and start getting into some Facebook stuff, because you really can start securing some leads and start generating some exposure for free on Facebook. So we'll get that out, get this loaded, and get the other one out too.